From the top of the game right down to football's grassroots, they're never going to win a popularity contest. Their friends on the pitch can be counted on the fingers of one hand.
I've been attacked by players spitting my face.
Almost tried to machete the door down.
Being a referee is never going to mean a quiet life. Last year, 4,000 referees hung up their whistles because the violence, threats and abuse is just getting too much. And if that trend continues, our national game could die. And you'd have to be pretty brave to referee a game involving these boys. Meet the Meltons. This kickabout with their dad is the closest they'll get to playing in a real football match for months to come.
When I do it, I try and calm down, but my temper gets the better of me.
Anthony Melton has just turned 18. He's currently serving a 9-month ban for headbutting and punching another player.
At this present time, Anthony's suspended from football, basically for violent misconduct.
Ricky Lee, at 14, has the dubious honour of being the youngest player ever to receive an FA ban, 253 days.
The refs told the manager to take him off the field of play, otherwise he'd be sent off. He's decided to go and stand by the goalpost. The referees asked him to move, and his reply was, "Make me."
We showed this footage to a leading sports psychologist, who works with Premiership players sent to him by clubs worried about their poor disciplinary record. What's his advice?
Working with someone like Ricky Lee and Anthony, for instance, what we need to do is work on controlling their state.